Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo.
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. I'm very, very excited today because Julian Valance is back. He's tanned. And he's wearing one of the greatest jackets we've seen on this show, Julesy. Welcome back, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Really excited to be back, actually. I say it sometimes that I'm excited to be on the show, but I genuinely am excited to be back in Melbourne. Probably before I left, I reckon it was getting a little bit darkish. You know, I wasn't overly happy with how my life was going. You go overseas, people are just genuinely good people in humanity. And it gave me a little bit of just clarification of where I need to be. I've brought back a pretty good attitude, and hopefully we can get some winners as well.
Yeah, you've got to bring back the winners, Julesy, and a man that is absolutely on fire with winners. Just for those following at home, around the country, he's 8 from his last 11 tips, SD. Simon Marshall, welcome, and how well are you going at the moment?
Bada bing, bada boom. Wally, you know, pressure brings the best out in a team. And Julesy, it's quite clear we've learned something new from you for the first time. We didn't know you were colourblind. That's fantastic. And I think when that jacket was released, 99.6 Luft Balloons was number one in the 80s. It's fantastic. Is this a part of the new inclusion from Mahel?
I won't tell you where I got it from, but it's quite retro.
Springs quite and a retro. Time machine were involved there, Julesy. That is magnificent.
Getting back to last week, though, Caulfield, inclement weather, unbelievable blowouts again, left, right and centre. But around the country, it's just absolutely on fire. And Eckhart just got beat to bees. But the other two, Chirossa and I think in Queensland one, I think. So it was
flying us there at the moment. Julesy, as you said, Caulfield last week was a bit of a graveyard for punters. Cash. However, this week we go back to HQ.
Yes.
What is the track report telling us, mate?
Yeah, we go to Flemington, rail out 4 metres. Soft 7 at the moment. Little bit of rain Thursday night, but other than that, Friday, Saturday, no rain at all. And a 25 to 40 kilometre northerly wind on Saturday. So I expect this track to dry out. We know it's got the ability to be able to do that. With this rail out 4 metres, I reckon we might be in a soft 5, and the way this northerly is, so the northerly will be in their faces around the home corner, across them from the grandstand. I'm expecting this track to play very, very poorly towards leaders. I think they will be swooping out wide. I think inside barriers might be poison. That's what I'm thinking. That's just the information we have. You mentioned Caulfield last week, and this is a really good point for the punters out there, I think, is that this time of the year, June, July, August, racing's a hard game. There's so many different variables, but now when we're getting into these kinds of tracks, they're wet, very heavy conditions. The horse population's at its highest, so you've got big fields, plenty of chances. Before I went away, January to May, the Caulfield racetrack was going at 40% winners for the favourites. The favourites were winning 40% of the time. Now in metropolitan tracks at June, it dropped to 30%. July, we're at 24% the favourites are winning on the metro tracks in Victoria. It is a tough time of the year to be punting. There is no doubting that. So you've got to really pick your battles. You can't be going in there like it's a Caulfield track, dry conditions. These are tough conditions. Pick your battles. Don't go with all of them.
And the depth of those horses are benchmark horses that love wet tracks, and we don't get the consistency of wet tracks. But now we're getting the better horse coming through. The Sir John Monoh Stakes was running and won last week, and these good horses are starting to trial now. So it starts to pick up again from here. But just back to that wind, Julesy, where's it going to play? Is it into their face?
Into their face around the home bend. So it's into their face. So I just think it's going to be really tricky for those horses leading around the bend. I also think for the up the straight, I reckon they'll go grandstand side. Okay. I think that's the way they'll be. There's a race I think we speak about over 1,200 metres where I think the horse is drawn really wide. might be the ones to
How's
be with.
How's he come back, Mickey? How is he? What about his, can we his just, attention to detail? From
I
the
think
you've got
to go to Mexico just before spring, Julesy, because you've come back absolutely fantastically.
Is that the first segment? We're going to a break.
We're going to break. Let's have a look at the first race that we're going to cover at HQ. It's race five over 1,400 metres. El Questro is your favourite at $5. Special Diva, $6. Fragonard at $6.50. Rat with Gold Tooth, $7. Gong, $7.50. Angelic Spirit, $10. And Vitani, $11. Julesy, the map?
Yeah, not a lot of speed here. Miss Mandito, Angelic Spirit, I think will go forward. They'll probably control the tempo. I've got Special Diva just in behind the leader or can probably sit 1-1. Vitani, I think, will sit up there as well. And for that reason, I think it has an absolutely sensational spot. Just in behind the leaders, Special Diva, for me, I think is a very, very good bet. It's around an each-way price. Won last week in a really fast 1,400 metres. It was the fastest 1,400 metres of the day. There was three of them. It was the fastest one. Look, it's backed up before around this time, but it went to the Mildura Cup and it was 9 days and it was about 20-1. So look, it ran midfield. I wouldn't say that was a failure. Mares, I think now this 7 day backup, Mick Price, I reckon this horse will be ready to rock and roll again. And I think it's a cracking bet.
Very good. SD, do you agree?
Well, I can understand if she's fit and she's well. Mares normally hold their form. So the emplacement here by Team Price and Kent Jr. Is aggressive and I like it because the 57.5 kilos from that gate, she gets that cover. The fly in the ointment's Shady Hustle coming across with the Angelic Spirit. Fragonard, you'd expect to make those two horses use and dig up and try and be one out, one back. And that gets Vitani outside of Special Diva in that two pairs back, just cover. Really sitting sweet. So the best run goes to Special Diva. Our Questro's got to come back from there. Pop Queen, Rat with a Gold Tooth going to get posted. Three deep cover might be the plan there at Caulfield due to the inclement weather and the wind and the way they're going to get off this fence. Gongs gets back. So it's advantage Special Diva. So I really like the aggressive placement here. It's a very open race for the mares, but she gets the best run. She's in great form. She beat the boys last start. She goes back to fillies and mares with that 57.5 kilos. She's the one I want to be riding.
Very good. All right, let's jump to race six now. Killer Valley is our favourite at $3.30. Face Toss at $4.80. Twilight Run $6.50. How low can you go? $8. Titan Blind is at $11. Mr. Exclusive at $13. And Fonami at $17. Julesy, how low can you go? You would have done a little bit of limbo down in Mexico, I would have thought. This quite fitting for you at the moment. Under the bar, Esther. You know, the limbo on the...
He would have had roller skates on too, wearing that jacket.
Done the splits.
Rollerblades.
Anyway, going well. The map, I think, Do You Reckon goes forward with Tippity Witchet, Helmaz, other horses like Epaulette Prince. Interesting to see where Mr. Exclusive will get in the run from that wide gate, but I think there'll be good enough speed. I think it'll be a really good tempo. This is a ripping race. This is an absolutely sensational three-year-old race. You spoke about the favourite, Kai Valley. Really good time at Ballarat. Look, I'm going how low you can go. The reason I'm going that is it's three from three. Ben Malum is absolutely airborne. He gets onto this horse. He's going at 31%, five from his last 16. Patrick Payne's going at 25%. I think those camp together is just absolutely solid. I love where it maps. I just want to quickly talk about the favourite. It comes from a synthetic. There's a lot of talk about synthetic horses going to turf tracks. Since the induction of Pakenham, we've had 450 horses that have won on a synthetic track and their next start's been on a turf track. 54 of them have won. Now, that's about average. It's about 11, 12%. The key factor here is, though, ROI, return on investment. If you backed every one of those horses, you'd be minus 12%. And that's not just level staking. That's taking into factor into price. So that's a bit of a concern. The positive, though, is if you're with Kai Valley, when you get to Metro tracks, if you're off a synthetic and you go to Flemington, Caulfield, Mooney Valley or Sandown, the Metro, you're plus 24%. Good horses can win at the synthetic and then go to the turf tracks and win. So it's plus 24% when you go to a Metro off your synthetic. That's what Kite Valley does. Two-year-olds and three-year-olds, they really go well. There you go.
He is absolutely flying. SD, what a freshen up he's had. How do you see this one go?
Wrapping that all up.
Yeah, hello, you can go. I'm tipping.
Oh, so you're not tipping Killer Valley.
I'm just giving some. Context around Kai Valley in terms of what they
giving
might.
Giving the punters something.
Might want to know.
Mate, I love it. No need to yell. I love it. It was fantastic. Yes, we love about you, Julesy. The more information we can get. Fastos is an intriguing horse to me. For him to overcome trouble on a heavy track being by Helmet in Sydney last start and still win and beat a horse that was shooting for three in a row, he's a big lump of a horse. I like the placement here. Yep, he's going to have carry a bit more weight than the likes of Killer Valley coming off that soft synthetic win. They've got to come back, different pressure here. I know he's drawn well and he's going to get a nice run, but with this track and what we're predicting, if they're getting off the fence, three deep cover is going to be the place to be. So do you reckon comes across, puts on a little bit of speed. Epaulette Prince is hard fit. Hal Maz and also Titan Blinders all hold the fence. Killer Valley then sits one out, one back, maybe two pairs back, but more pressure on this horse building from the 600. So at some stage, I think he's going to hit the front and be that sitting duck. And he's got to bring that city form. Big booms, too short in the market. I'd like to take a set against him and see him on a metropolitan track against this field. I like the runs here. Mr. Exclusive's hard fit's got to come across. Collectible's going to get a nice run behind Tippity Witchet, behind Killer Valley and behind Spartan Flame. Fastos is that horse that's got to come back from that outside barrier. Let them all go, sit back, pick them apart and use his acceleration and turn of foot. Coming back off a heavy track onto a soft six, and it might dry out even more being by Helmet. I think this horse is a spring contender for something early doors, being hard fit. I think he can carry the weight, and I think if he gets that three wide with cover and peels to the outside, I reckon he's got the turn of foot to get over the top of him. And with Mark Zara on board there for Team Godolphin, he's a big boy. Have a look at him in the mounting out on the weekend. I like this horse.
Very good. That is one hell of a push, SD. Julesy goes all in. SD somehow raises him. That was fantastic, boys. Great first seg. Tell you what, we'll take a break. When we come back, more action from Flemington. Hello, welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. We're deep diving into Flemington. Let's have a look at race 7, gentlemen. Sylvia's Mother, $2.50 favourite. Gododden, $5.50. Pinion, $6.50. My Pendant, first up at $7. Tell Me, $13. Merlis at $16. And Pereira at $21. Julesy?
Yeah, look, Matt, not so much important here because we're up the straight, but it is important in terms of I think the grandstand is going to be the quicker side compared to the flat side, but we know that they all just sort of sit up and then they sprint home the last 400, 500. That's just the MO of Flemington for whatever reason in these straight races. But I think the important thing is the horses in the market. Sylvia's Mother, Pinion and Gododden, they've all drawn fairly wide. 15 for Sylvia's and I think 16 for Pinion and 11 for Gododden. So I think they're going to be the right side where it's going to be play the fastest. I went with Pinion. Now, it meets Gododden 2.5 kilos worse for last week. Quick backup, but it gains the services of one Craig Williams. He's a strong rider. I think he might be the key to this horse. Theodore Nugent hasn't done a lot wrong with Pinion, but now you get Craig on. Geez, I reckon that's a great rider engagement. I'm with Pinion, but I think Sylvia's Mother's going to be mighty hard to beat. Gododden's in good form, but I reckon that's the side to be. We'll obviously know by race 7 anyway, but I think that's the side to be, and I think a horse like Pinion might shorten right up.
There you go, SD.
On the back up with Gododden.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck to T.O. Newton. He rides Dr. Drill up there in Sydney on the weekend. But Sylvia's Mother here I'm going with because she's the class runner. And with Michael Poy's claim with the 56.5, gee, she gets in so well. She beat a Group 2, Group 3 winner in Alessio last preparation. And then she was 1.8 lengths off Nikita Jane. That's Group 1 form. She's down the straight for the first time. She is the class runner. And this will kick off her campaign with a nice soft win, I would imagine, because she's got the class and she's able to sit in front of the likes of Pinion, who's drawn outside, I would imagine. And then you've got also My Pendant's going to be a key runner here. She showed some really good form before flopping a last preparation and going out in a spell. She's first up and trialled up quite nicely. But I like Sylvia's Mother following Gododden, Deploys Alone, News Girl, and Robe de Fay. Turak Schmock out wide will also help Sylvia's Mother just get out of trouble. So she just needs to stay out of trouble here. She's the class runner. and I think she can win.
Very good. Now let's
just with that, and you spoke about My Pendant, and I would just, if you like My Pendant, just wait till the market will tell us where that is. If she's there, she'll be really solid in the market and she'll run super well for you, so they'd be with her. But she could drift alarmingly, meaning she'll probably need one or two runs.
There you go, Julesy. We always like a $4 winner over a $7 loser. So wait, Estienne, if it comes in, get on.
Beautifully
there
said.
There you go. All right, let's have a look at the last race we're going to cover, which is race 8. Reykjavik on top of the market there. This is starting to become one of mine, Reykjavik, Julesy, right, since you've been away. It's in that very big black book of mine. $3.60. Organza, $4.60 backing up. New Universe at $5. Travi, My Friend, $9 backing up after that great win. Holbein at $12. Guizzo and Algarale at $13. Julesy?
I think there'll be good enough speed here. Wenner will go forward. Holbein will definitely roll forward, probably sit outside it. Organza, Kentucky Breeze, those horses will go forward. Tristano go forward. And then back behind them, I think you'll find horses like Reykjavik and Algarale. I think they'll find their spots in behind them, three pairs back. But good enough speed. Thought it was a tricky race. Reykjavik is the favourite at the moment. I marked it around $5, $5.50. Look, it's definitely a winning chance. Goes up 5 kilos. No real issue with that. But was $6.50 out to $9 when it won the final here 2 weeks ago. I just thought its probability of chances was a little bit closer to $5 than what the price is at the moment. I actually marked Organza the favourite at around $4. But I'm going with Algarale. Now, if you can just put a line through its fail last start on a really wet track, it was in the money, in the market, $5.50, around $6 that day, and just failed too poorly for me. I think they also pulled up lame. It's had 35 days off. We know it can run really well off these type of let-ups. Back to this drier track. If this track continues to dry out, it's the one I want to be with because its best form is clearly good enough. Forgiving its last start, Algarale at the price each way, I think, is a really good bet.
Estee?
Yep. I think the Thailand shuttlecock team used to wear that to the
the shuttlecock
Olympics.
You mean what is minty?
Their colours bad.
The shuttlecock team.
Hey, this is a good little race, this. And Reykjavik will start favourite and be very popular because he proved that he could run the mile, but he's up 5 kilos. He gets back into an awkward spot. I think there's genuine speed here and it'll be controlled speed. Jules, you mentioned Holbein, Tristano, Wenner and Ratapol are all drawn out wide. I think they've got to be positive and be in the first half of the field because I think those jockeys are going to think Reykjavik's going to be on their left shoulder, three pairs back on the fence, just getting a nice run, and he's going to need luck to follow the likes of Kentucky Breeze out. Well, behind Reykjavik is Algarale and then New Universe and Organza. Organza and New Universe. So these are two key runners for mine that are going to ride the paint. Now, if I'm riding New Universe late on the day and they're getting off the fence, I'm going to follow Reykjavik everywhere and then I'm going to follow him and go where he doesn't go inside the clock tower with 180 metres to go. He'll get me out of trouble on New Universe. And the reason I like him, folks, is because the last three of his four runs, he drew out, he had to go back and he stormed home. He's had no luck. He finally draws a gate where he can sit a little bit closer, follow the likes of Reykjavik, Kentucky Breeze, Holbein, Tristano to drag him through. He'll pick him apart, this horse, with a lighter weight on his back and stepping up to the mile, Craig Williams to ride for Waller. Watch him picking them apart. I want a horse to run on and maybe run over the top of the likes of Reykjavik, Holbein, hanging on, Wenner and those likes of horses. Travi, My Friend, backs up your horse. He's into $9 now. Are we a chance?
Yeah, always a chance. They're obviously not my actual horse, Julesy, right, but yeah. Travi, My Friend, I've been tracking this through. SP Profile, and we speak about, interesting, $151, ran a really gutsy second. Gets same class, $7 the next start, runs well third. $16 going to an open class. Wins it well, stays in an open class, still $9 behind a lot of these. SP Profiling, they do not like this horse, Julesy.
Yeah, well, Dulcifer was 100-1 on debut. He turned out to be a fair horse. So, yeah, SP, as much as it's part of the puzzle, it's not everything.
Absolutely. There you go. So I just think in this one, I think you might keep getting good prices about this horse. This might be a Santa Ana Lane job. Not winning group ones.
Geez.
But, mate, we got double figures on that every time it went around. So, anyway. All right, Julesy, while you've been away, we've been covering off some black bookers. Now, what we do is we get our top five black bookers. We'll have a look now at the top five. We've got Sir Elton is on top there at $1.90 in race three at Randwick. We'll have a look at the other ones there. But what we're doing, Julesy, we're going back over the last month. These are the top five black booked in the last month that we've seen. Travi, my friend, was in that and won at $16 last week. SD, do we like anything here?
Well, Killer Valley and Faistos are the key runners coming out of Flemington Race 6. You'd be following those two horses, but I'm leaning towards Faistos. Sir Elton shooting for four in a row. He's very popular in Sydney. He loves the wet. He's a big, strong horse. And I think there's another one of Waller's horses in there too that's been very well supported. So it's a race in two. And then you've got Eagle Farm and also Pop Queen at Flemington. She's really good value at $20.
I really like this, just on the fact that this is coming from the punters. This is the punters' black book. So this is not us talking to you saying what we like, what we don't like.
Yeah,
this is
popular.
Great. This is coming from the punters. It's all your stuff. So there you go. That's the top five that you've actually selected.
Very good. All right, we'll take a break now. And when we come back, around the country, panel beaters, and Julesy's back with his multi. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. Best part of the show. Let's go around the country. Julesy, let's start in Perth where we always do with you, mate.
Yes, race five, number 13, Zara Tight. Second go, 2,000 metres this prep. Half a second inside standard last start. Can be winning.
Adelaide?
Ooh, yeah, early. Race two, number three, the two-year-old Westport. Taking on some unraced horses, which are eating up lots of percentage. I reckon it's around $1.90, $1.95. I think that's going to absolutely snow in. Really good bet.
SD, you've got a Quinella for us in Morphin.
That's outrageous.
Race 6, 3 and 4, Feel the Flute and Bold Star. These two are absolutely on fire. It's over 1,000 metres, but I think Feel the Flute will just hang on Bold Star late.
So there we're looking for odds and evens and duets next week.
What's that?
Eagle Farm. Did you say? Eagle Farm, you're in the same race, boys.
Yeah, race 5, number 1. I'm going with Jammy Lady. Back to 1,000 metres, coming out of a fast run race. I think it could go well back to three-year-old grade.
You know, I'm a big fan of Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah,
I ain't no holler back girl. Ain't no holler back girl. I'm going the 14 in race 5.
Oh, there you go.
She's first up off a hot trial.
Sydney.
Race 5, number 6, may need one. No, Attorney, I think it's building a really good profile. French import, 2 from 2 since it's got here. 2,000 metres, yes, please.
There you go. And SD, you're in race 4.
Velocia, 4, number 6. She was terrific first up. She gets the right trip now. Fit, I should say. And that 1.5 off Sweet Deal, that's group form. She's ready to rock and roll.
Very good, Julesy. You're best at HQ?
Yeah, race 4, number 3, Lord Belvedere. Just did a few things wrong in Sydney. Got its head on its side. I think back around this way may help. Ben Malham goes on. Really confident there. Time form of 100 over in the UK. Sets up perfectly for here. It's won two or three times, 2,400 metres in a benchmark 90. Benchmark 105. Placed in a benchmark 95 over there. Really well placed.
Keen on
Don't be worried about the 35 days. That's how they do it over in the UK.
There you go. SD, who do you like?
9-11.
9-11.
Usain Bolt at Flemington. You see his 1,200 metre win down the straight? He's 1,000 metres first up here after having a crack in an Oakley plate or whatnot. Come on, man.
There you go. All right, now, gentlemen, we can't always get all the tips up, and sometimes we're absolutely robbed. It's out of our hands. So what we're doing now, Sportsbet is launching Saturday Justice. This is simple. If you feel like you've been wrong, bad ride, the punting gods, whatever it is, watch out for our tweet at 4:30 on race day on a Saturday. We're going to tweet out Saturday Justice. Get the hashtag in there and respond to that tweet with who you feel, what ride you feel you've been ripped off on. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get... What horse? We're going to get three of those. We're going to run a poll for an hour.
The top three.
The top three.
Nominated.
Nominated. And whoever wins that poll, money back in bonus bets up to $50.
Is that easy?
That easy. All right, let's have a look at panel beaters. All right, this is great. Jay is our man, panel beaters. He is taking Designer Made in race number 5 at Eagle Farm. You've gone Hollaback Girl. You've gone Jammy Lady. We'll take Hollaback Girl because you're on fire.
It's hot.
And if that trifecta of the three gets up, Jay will pay you the trifecta dividend as well. Julesy, the multi?
Yes, one more try, the place. Into Sylvia's mother, the place. We'll give you even money, $2.
That's absolutely fantastic, Julesy. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Been a great show. SD, love you, mate.
Pull
the cord. Have a great weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Pull the cord. Parachutes out.